Jesus.
Jesus!
All right, let me hear you yell Jesus like you're at a football game. Football Sunday, so you know we got to do something around football and Jesus together. Amen? So we got some fun stuff going on. Amen? We're gonna have food here in a little bit. Y'all that are watching from home, you're going to miss out. You are going to miss out. That's all I'm saying. Because I don't know if that's the rest of y'all in here, but Three Mile Hot Dogs rock. Three Mile Hot Dogs rock. And everybody that didn't make it out today, guess what you're going to miss? Three Mile Hot Dogs. Amen? So I'm going to give you the title of the message. I'm going to let you know where the scripture is going to come from here in a little bit. Then we're going to go to prayer. And I got a joke for you too. So the title of the message, title of today's message is, Don't Lose Sight of the Goal. Don't lose sight of the goal. The scriptures we're going to be using mostly today, I'm going to have some more, but this is the ones we're going to mainly concentrate on. It's going to come from Hebrews 12, verses 12 through 15. Hebrews 12 through 15. Also Matthew 13, 45. And Matthew 14, 24 through 30. Matthew 14, 45, and Matthew 14, or 13, 45, sorry. And Matthew 14, 24 through 30, where most of the scripture is going to come from today. But again, the message is, do not lose sight of the goal. That sounds like it can be tied in all kinds of ways, don't it? Hey, if a football team can't get across the goal line, guess what? They're not going to do what?
Score.
They're not going to win. They're going to play like the Steelers are right now. Amen? Or better yet, they're going to play like Oklahoma State did last night. Four tries from the 1 yard line, and guess where they couldn't get to? Across the goal line. Four tries. They lost sight of the goal. They lost sight of the goal. But that's the title for today's message. I think y'all are going to enjoy it. God's giving us something good. Amen? But I got a question for you. Why don't football players get hot? Why don't football players get hot? Because of all the fans. Because of all the fans. All right, got one more. Got one more for you. Don't run off. Don't run off yet. You at home? Y'all at home? Answer this one faster than they can here. What do you call a blind football player? What do you call a blind football player?
Buckeye.
Oh. Ouch. How about at home? Y'all got any comments? What do you call a blind football player? The referee.
Yes, he did.
The referee. Y'all, I got one more for the end of it, but it's a WVU one, so I'll definitely save that for the end.
You better. She told you.
All right, let's pray real fast. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for all you do for us, Lord. Lord, we ask you right now, as always, Lord, get Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Allow your Holy Spirit to move in me, Lord, to speak through me, Jesus. Lord, may it be your word spoken, not mine today, Lord. Lord, may we have fun today with the message centered around football, but most importantly, centered around your love, your mercy, your grace, Lord. Your gospel, Jesus, not ours, Lord. Lord, may you open our heart, mind, and soul to everything you have for us today, Lord. May you be with us for the rest of the message. In your name I pray. Everybody say it?
Amen.
Amen. Hey, guess what? Life often has some hard hits, don't it? And life often has some bad hurts. Amen? But we must not allow obstacles that we see, we must not allow them to cause us to lose sight of the goals that are before us. Amen? And we'll restate that for you. Because that's a good point out of today's message. Because all of us have had a hard life, haven't we? All of us have had tough times. Amen? But life often has some hard hits and bad hurts. But we must not allow those obstacles to cause us to lose sight of the goals before us. Amen? We got to focus on Jesus, not the storm. We got to focus on Jesus, not the storm. The hurricane shall pass. Amen? About twisted my ankle. I almost had a football injury up here. The hurricane shall pass. The storm shall pass. Amen? Obstacles are what you see when you lose sight of the goal. Now, I love wise statements that we hear all the time. But the French have a motto. Write hurt and injuries in the sand. And write love and kindness in marble. Write hurt and injuries in the sand. And write love and kindness in the marble. On our heart, in other words. Let the injuries float away when the water washes over the sand. But keep love and kindness in our heart to the end of time. Amen? What do you do when you're knocked down? What do you do when you're knocked down? The dangers of bitterness, the dangers of anger and fear is that they always backfire. They always backfire. If we get knocked down, we get mad, we get bitter, we get angry. We get angry. It backfires on us, don't it? It makes us in a worse situation than what we were when we started. Amen? So Hebrews 12, verse 12 says, or 12 through 15 says, "Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble in you, and therefore may be defiled." Hebrews 12:12 in the New Living Translation says, "So take a grip on your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. Mark out a straight path for your feet so that those who are weak and lame will not fall but become strong. Work at living in peace with everyone, and work at living a holy life. And for those who are not holy will not see the Lord. Look after each other so that none of you fail to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many." Amen. That was Hebrews 12 through 14 in the NLT. Real menial daily life is full of trials. It's full of troubles. Amen. It's full of hurt. It's full of pain. It's full of bad irritations. Amen. Will we sell all of our hurts to find the pearl? Will we sell all of our hurts to find the pearl? Matthew 13:45 says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking godly pearls, who," this is 46, "who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it." He went and sold all that he had and bought it. Well, you know we got to have a football tie-in, right? So here, listen to this one. What do you do when you're hit real hard? What do you do when you're hit real hard? What do you do at home when you're hit real hard with life's daily struggles and trials and tribulations that we go through? Amen? What do you do when you're hit really hard with today's pain and today's irritations? What do you do when you're hit really hard? Roy Riggles, some of y'all probably have no idea who that is, but you're going to here in a minute. Roy Riggles will forever be known as Wrong Way Roy. I'll get that out. Let me say that again so I can pronounce it right. Roy Riggles will forever be known as Wrong Way Roy. Y'all ever heard of Wrong Way Roy? One person. How about home? Y'all know who Wrong Way Roy is? I'll tell you who he is. Roy played for the University of California from 1927 to 1929. Back then, freshmen and sophomores, they didn't get no playing time like they do today. Amen? Back then, freshmen and sophomores never played on varsity. Well, January 1st, 1929, Roy played in the Rose Bowl. The Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech played the University of California in the Rose Bowl of Pasadena, California. This game was for who would be number one for that year. It was number one versus number two. Amen. In college football. A player for Georgia Tech named Jack Stumpy Thompson fumbled the ball 30 yards away from a touchdown. He fumbled it 30 yards away from scoring a touchdown for Georgia Tech. Roy, in his anxiousness, picked up the fumble and was hit very hard several times. Roy was stunned and disoriented. And Wrong Way Roy ran the ball 65 yards in the wrong direction. That don't sound good, does it? 65 yards in the wrong direction. Several of his players tried to turn him around. But in the excitement of the moment, Wrong Way Roy kept running. He was running, running, running. California lost the game to Tech by 2 points. Wrong Way Roy scored the winning touchdown, but not for California, for Georgia Tech. Amen. They say Roy cried for many days. I probably would have too. For many, many days. There was a nationwide mockery of him. Hey, just think about this. A nationwide mockery back then, think what it would be like compared to today. Man, you instant famously go viral. Amen? The videos that they have today. But there was a nationwide mockery. And until his death in 1993, Roy was known, y'all want to guess, as Wrong Way. Roy spent his life traveling as a speaker to motivate people with hard times. I'd say he'd probably be a pretty good speaker for that, wouldn't you? Wrong Way Roy Riggles was the center for the team. He had never carried the football. As Roy was hit so hard, he lost sight of the goal. He lost sight of the goal. Amen. History records two people walking on water. The other 11 stayed in the boat, didn't they? They stayed in the boat to talk about the one that climbed out. Remember, there has to be an invitation. You have to have an invitation. Amen. Jesus gives us an invitation every day if we don't know Him to come out from the boat that we're hiding in. Amen. Matthew 14:24 says, "But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was, and when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled." They were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out in fear. But straightway, what happened? But straightway, Jesus spake to them, saying, Be of good cheer. It is I. It is me. Do not be afraid. Or be not be afraid, whichever version you're reading. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, Lord. Peter said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. Amen. Gotta have an invitation. Amen. Gotta have an invitation. We can't just walk on water like Jesus did. Amen. I'm going to tell you, if I tried to walk on water, you know what happened? My butt is going to the bottom. I am sinking. Amen. Without that invitation from Jesus. Verse 29 says, And he said, Come. There's your invitation. Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Amen. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. Peter lost sight of Jesus when he focused on the storm. Didn't he? Peter lost sight of Jesus when he focused on the storm. Matthew 14:30 says, But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, Jesus! He cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately, y'all hear that? How long?
Immediately.
It wasn't the fourth quarter, was it? Immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand, and he caught him. And he said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Amen? The wind ceased. But Jesus, God and Jesus give him that invitation, didn't they? Give him the invitation. Even after we've got the invitation and we've accepted it, guess what? We can still sink on our own. We can still sink apart from the relationship with Jesus Christ and God. Amen? So back to a little bit of football. In the NFL, others have lost sight of their goal as well. In 1964, some of y'all may have heard of this guy. Bruce was probably about 60 at this time. But 1964, this dude named Jim Marshall. Y'all ever heard of Jim Marshall? NFL player. He played for the Vikings. But he lost sight of his goal. He scooped up a fumble and lost sight of the goal. Jim played for the Minnesota Vikings and was playing the San Francisco 49ers. Jim Marshall ran all the way for a 49er touchdown. Jim thought he had made a touchdown. Hey, and this is a little bit different from Roy, because Jim didn't really get knocked around and not know where he was on the football field. Amen. But he ran all the way. He thought he had made a touchdown. And the 49er players ran up to him and said, Thanks, Jim, we needed that. Because the Vikings were beating him at the time. Amen. But he scored a touchdown for the other team. Thanks, Jim. We needed that. But later, that same Jim Marshall, just tell you how good he was, he wasn't just some scrub player, also made two Pro Bowls and several Super Bowl appearances playing. But when you lose sight of your goal, you have to get up and play again. Amen. He could have quit after that. I don't know about you, but I'd probably be embarrassed if I ran the wrong way and scored a touchdown. I would probably be like, I ain't going out on that football field again. I ain't taking a chance like that. Amen. But that's what we've got to do. We got to dust ourselves off. We got to get back up and go play again. Stay in the game for Jesus if you're in it now. No matter what happens, no matter where you come from. Amen. Because Jesus is our true coach, our true owner, our true director. We must not lose sight of our focus. We must ignore insults. And stones being thrown at us. Proverbs 12:16 says, "A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame." A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. The Message version of that says, "Fools have short fuses and explode all too quickly. The prudent quietly shrug off insults." How many of y'all would classify yourself as probably on the fool side with short fuse? Man, I know I can be. Amen. How many of y'all at home classify yourself as on the fool side with a short fuse? We got to work and allow God to work through us and change our game plan every day in order for us to work towards being on the prudent side, on the quiet side. Amen. That same verse in the New Living Translation says, "A fool is quick-tempered, but a wise person stays calm when insulted." How many of y'all stay calm when somebody insults you? Yeah, I ain't seen no hands go up either. How about there at home? How many of you stay calm when you get insulted? It's hard, ain't it? No matter what you're doing, whether you're playing on a football field or in everyday life, in work, in school, if somebody insults you, you're quick to snap back, ain't you? If you're on the football field, you probably jump up back in their face and give them a word or two back. Amen. Proverbs 12:16, the Passion Version says this: "If you shrug off an insult and refuse to take offense, you demonstrate discretion indeed. But a fool has a short fuse and will immediately let you know they are offended." They will immediately let you know that they are offended. Amen. Winston Churchill said, "You will never reach your destination if you stop and throw stones at every barking dog." Y'all hear that? You will never reach your destination if you stop and throw stones at every barking dog. Probably not, because you would be stuck in one room forever, wouldn't you? Because everything's going to come up there and you're going to try to throw stones at it. I heard once that the moon would stop spinning or shining if it listened to every howling dog. Dr. Phil said this. Y'all know who Dr. Phil is, right? Y'all home know who Dr. Phil is, right? Dr. Phil said this: "You're never any weaker than when you are angry." We are never any weaker than when we are angry. Amen? We need Jesus to take control of us. We need Him to take over our lives, over our hearts, and block that anger. Hey, we're still going to get upset at people, aren't we? But don't let it turn into anger. Discord is okay. Anger is not. Amen? Anger makes it our weakest point. I heard an old preacher, as he was speaking, say these words: "I stand at night amid the city's throng, and I scan the faces that pass along. I read a history of woe and of want and of grief. And then my heart goes further than my hand can reach." Give it to God. I stand at night amid the city's throng, and I scan the faces that pass along. I read a history of woe and of want and of grief. And then my heart goes further than my hand can reach. Amen. Our heart will definitely go a lot further than what our hands can actually physically reach. Amen. So as we wrap up and have a conclusion to this, love still wins. Amen. No matter what we're doing, no matter what trials we've been through, no matter how many losses we've had in a football game or on a team, well, like this year, Detroit's like 0 and whatever. No matter what happens, love still wins. Prayer still works. Amen. And God is still able. And God is still on the throne and wanting to work for you right now. Amen? You know what we got to do? Y'all love this word too. We got to have patience. We got to hang out and wait for God to move instead of us trying to move on our own. Amen? There can be no peaceful coexistence between faith and fear. Y'all hear that? There can be no peaceful coexistence between faith and fear. Fear did not come from God. Amen? Faith does. They can't coexist with us. We have to have one or the other. If we're struggling, then now's the perfect time to get rid of that fear. Amen? Because fear is a self-feeding monster. Fear steals our passion. Fear steals our joy. Fear steals our peace. Fear steals our patience. When we live in fear, we have no patience with anybody or anything. Amen? So what happens? Uh-oh, we fall, don't we? We all fall down. Amen? We all fail from time to time. So guess what we got to do? We got to do like Jim Marshall did. We got to get up. We got to dust ourselves off. We got to try again. Because we got a Savior that loved us enough to send His Son for us. Amen? I don't know about you, but that's way more than what the devil will ever do for us. Amen? He might promise you a lot more, but He ain't going to send nobody to die for you so that you can live in eternity in heaven. Amen? As they come for the final song, let's close with prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for all You do for us, Lord. Lord, I ask You right now, Lord, if somebody here or at home, Lord, needs to get a little bit closer to You, Jesus. Lord, they need to get back focused on the goal that You have for them, Lord. Lord, I ask You just to touch them right now where they are, Lord. Lord, if they want to come up front, they're more than welcome. If they want to pray at home, Lord, they're more than welcome, Lord, in their seats, Lord, to ask for more of You in their lives, Lord. Lord, to get them out of the boat situation, Lord. To get them walking where You walk, Jesus. Lord, to ask us to be able to have patience with others. Lord, I know that's hard for some of us, Lord, but we got to get rid of that fear that's keeping us down, Lord. That's keeping us going towards the wrong end zone, Lord. Lord, we ask You, Lord, just to open up each one of our hearts, Lord. Lord, may You put somebody in front of us this week, Lord, that we can share Your true love, Your mercy, Your grace, Lord, Your Jesus gospel, Lord. Lord, that we can give them an idea of what their lives could truly be like, Lord, if they quit running towards the wrong end zone, Lord. Lord, and run towards the end zone, Lord, of eternity in heaven, Lord. Lord, how much happier their lives would be, Lord. Lord, no, we wouldn't go through any less trial and tribulation, Lord. Lord, but we would have a joy when we did go through it, Lord. Lord, and a peace beyond understanding, Jesus. And Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do for us, Lord. Lord, in Your most precious name I pray. Everybody say it.
Amen. Amen.